survey, 49% believe anti-Semitism is very serious problem in U.S. by Amy Furr on July 1, 2024. 49% of Americans believe anti-Semitism is a very serious problem in the United States, a recent Gallup survey found. The survey published on Monday also said 32% of respondents believe it is somewhat of a problem, while 10% believe it is not much of a problem. The Gallup article continued. Americans are much more likely today than two decades ago to describe anti-Semitism or prejudice against Jewish people as a problem in the U.S. Nearly half of Americans now rate it very serious, sharply higher than the 9% when Gallup previously measured this in 2003. A combined 81%, up from 57%, now see anti-Semitism as either a very or somewhat serious problem. The latest results are based on a May 1 to 23 Gallup telephone survey with over 1,000 U.S. adults. In recent years, a number of crimes and rhetoric targeting Jewish Americans have sparked public concern and discussion about anti-Semitism. In April, a Harvard-Harris poll found that 80% of voters in America believe students and professors who call for violence against Jewish people should face suspension, Breitbart News reported. The poll came as campuses across the nation were besieged by pro-Palestinian protests and encampments calling for Israel to be abolished and for Intifada, which refers to a campaign of terror against Israelis. Some of the participants in the protest openly supported Hamas and called for more Israeli soldiers to be killed, the article said. Related, blatant act of anti-Semitism. Philly Jewish-owned restaurant besieged by anti-Israel protesters. The United States Holocaust Memorial Museum defines anti-Semitism as the prejudice against or hatred of Jewish people. The museum's website continued. This hatred was at the foundation of the Holocaust. But, anti-Semitism did not begin or end with the Holocaust. Anti-Semitism has existed for thousands of years. It has often taken the form of systemic discrimination against and persecution of Jews. Anti-Semitism has repeatedly led to serious and deadly violence against Jewish people. Stephen Miller, who served as a senior immigration deputy while President Donald Trump was in office, said in recent social media posts that street attacks on Jewish people in the United States were connected to President Joe Biden's migration policies, Breitbart News reported. To read more articles about anti-Semitism, please click here.